grounded. Al's flight from LAX to Detroit Metro to visit his mother in Pottawatomie Rapids had been canceled, because all air travel had been suspended after terrorists hijacked four planes on the East Coast earlier that day. His mother was frantic when he called. She was sure she was in danger. Al recalled that back during the Cold War, people in Pottawatomie Rapids had been convinced the Soviet Union would drop their A-bombs on Pottawatomie Rapids, since it was approximately halfway between Detroit and Chicago. Strategic. The family had even considered buying a fallout shelter or building their own in an area of the basement. But the expense, hundreds of $1962, and the sheer effort stopped them, though they did have long, impassioned dinner table arguments about what to stock and how much. First aid materials, canned goods, water. That place in Pennsylvania where the fourth plane went down? She fretted over the phone to her son. Looked like it could have been around here. Oh, Jesus, Ma, Al groaned. L.A.'s a more likely target than Pottawatomie Rapids. Don't be ridiculous. And don't I know it. I am so worried for you. I wish you could be here with me. She sounded so forlorn, Al's heart went out to her. When will you be able to reschedule your flight? I don't know. I'll have to call the airline. I imagine they have a real backlog on their hands, too. A real mess. And the economy, his mother cried, as if she were keeping a ledger of the things that were going to go to hell, the dominoes that would fall. It's already been sluggish. I just hope they don't take your father's pension away from me. Al's mother had been a housewife, and since her husband had died 10 years before, she'd depended on their savings, the pension, and Social Security. After the initial adrenaline rush of the catastrophe, Al felt the gloom descend on him all at once. Life's not going to be the same again, he muttered, as if the realization had just struck him with the force of epiphany. It's as if we've lost our innocence. His mother agreed, a mewing murmur, and they shared a moment of profound silence before Al broke it. I guess I'd better call Southwest and see when I can get a flight.